So, you know, the altar will be open afterwards, too. Just want you to know that, because we're going to talk about joy today. Because I've taught the book of James, I don't know how many different times. And I love the book. It's practical. It's exhortive. It's just awesome. And we're only going to get through the first two verses. Well, actually, we're going to read five verses, I think, if I remember right. But before we get to James, I should probably do a little review. Let me get the pulpit out here. So last week we were in Philemon, and a couple of nuggets from last week's message as a reminder that we need to continually take inventory of what we say. Every day, every moment, multiple times. After I said that last Sunday, the Holy Spirit hounded me a couple times this week and said, "Don't you remember what you said about taking inventory of the words that you say?" I had to correct myself. You know, you are the best corrector of yourself than anybody ever will be. Amen? If we correct ourselves better, that's good. So take inventory of the words, of our words. And we know that it was because of, in Hebrews chapter 6, it said through faith and patience we inherit the promises. Okay? We can't, because point A, right? Point A is where we believe the promise. Point B is when the promise comes to pass. And everywhere in between is what? Patience. Who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Who through faith, say it, faith and patience inherit the promises. Yeah. So we want to keep at it. Never quit. The devil wants us to quit. Yeah. Somebody ought to say amen. Yeah. And man may want you to quit. Your enemies want you to quit. But God says, don't quit. Keep believing. Faith and patience. So we won't read through the whole book of James, obviously, but we are going to look at the first five verses. James chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Hallelujah. James, who is a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which were scattered abroad, he sent his greetings. In verse 2, he says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you go through various trials, testings, things that are not fair." How many times have we had things happen that I've said it out loud? I said, "God, this isn't fair. This is not fair. It's not right." But the Bible says, count it all joy. I don't like it when I get stung, but the Bible says, count it all joy. I don't like it when things don't work out the way I think they should work out, and the Bible says, count it all joy. I don't like it when the checkbook doesn't add up right. Count it all joy. I don't like it when somebody says something wrong. I count it all joy. Okay? No matter what our circumstances are, count it all joy. When we come into various trials, knowing this in verse 3, that the testing of our faith, everyone say testing of our faith. You've heard it from educators. You'll hear it from me. Life is a test. It always will be. It will never not be. And many tests in between. Life is a test. Knowing that the testing of our faith, what does faith produce? It produces patience. When we keep believing before it happens, it builds patience. This side didn't get it. When you keep believing in the middle of your faith, it produces patience. Somebody got it. Right? Waiting on God. Thank you. So the testing of faith will always produce patience. Verse 4. And let patience have what kind of a work? Okay, perfect there is mature, okay? I would think that we would understand that in terms of just natural age process, that I don't make some of the stupid mistakes I made when I was younger at this point in time, hopefully, right? Know that patience will have its work. See, you have to work that patience by hanging on to faith, that you would be perfect and complete. Actually, those are another words for mature there, lacking in nothing. I don't know about you. I like that. I don't want to lack in anything, do you? tell me one thing you'd like to lack at. I got one thing you should lack at. One thing. It's a three-letter word and starts with S. Sin. Thank you. We should lack in the area of sin. That's it. Nothing else. Everything else should be prosperity. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Verse 5. And if any of you do lack wisdom, let them ask of God, who gives to men stingily. God is not a stingy God. He is a liberal God. Hallelujah. And he gives to all men, that all of us, liberally and with no reproach with it, and it will be given to him. So these are the first five verses of James. And in chapter 1, but just as a side note, there's three really main things about James. I gotta say this. It doesn't go with the main theme I've got here, but there's three things there on your outline, that Jesus is the exalted and glorious Lord. He is exalted on high. What's exalted mean? He is set on high, right? In our natural judicial system, who's the top gun in the country? The president, right? Should be the president, okay? And we have the top gun in the kingdom of God is us, is God with us. Amen? The exalted and glorious Lord. And he is the reigning king. Okay? How many times do you hear that in different sports outlets? Well, they're the reigning champs. Well, he is the reigning champ forever and ever. I don't know if that excites you, excites me. I don't have to worry about my champ losing. He is always a winner. Amen? Hallelujah. I watched a little basketball yesterday. Man, those guys are brutal with each other. But anyway, Jesus is always the reigning champ. And when he returns again, he's going to judge the living and the dead. So those are three theological themes of the book of James that I kind of wanted to bring up. So now back to where we were in James 1, chapter 1 through 5. And the messages have been Jesus is. Well, Jesus is our joy, and Jesus is our wisdom. Now, I don't know about you, but I need all the joy I can get. Come on. And I need all the wisdom I can get. Amen? And that's something we should strive for. And so I thought, well, let's start with the easiest one today. And I'm going to pray and believe for a fresh anointing of joy on everybody here. I want to see big smiles on your face. I want to hear about how happy you are. I want to feel, because God is good. God is better than Baker's chocolate candies. God is good. He's just good. Thank you. There's one. So we're going to go over eight things here. Everyone say eight. I'll be done for noon, right? He is the joy of our salvation. Psalm 51, verse 12. Look at this. Restore to me the joy. Come on. If you lost a little joy, let God restore it. He is. I wish Perry was here today. He is in the human restoration business, right? And so he restores us back to perfect, mature, full of the kingdom, and gives us that joy, even in the midst of some challenges. The joy of being saved. That's a simple thing, isn't it? There is a joy in knowing we're saved. Hallelujah. And then uphold us with your generous spirit. You know God's a generous God? Do you know what God's given to us? It says he's given to us, everyone say, to me, all things that pertain to life and godliness. He's given to us all things. How would you like Cornerstone Bank to open up and say, open door, take all you want? I'm first in line. I'll take that. But God's got an open book. He's got an open book. I give to you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Not some, not a little, and certain measures, yes, but he's given to us all things that pertain to life and God. Hallelujah. That's awesome. That brings some joy. All right, number two. Church attendance. I am thankful. My mom and dad drug me to church. They drug me, right? Drug me to church on Sunday morning, Wednesday night. Went to parochial school, and I'm thankful for that. I've been witnessing to somebody now. It's latter part of high school. Never darkened the door of the church. In the New Testament. Read this. Book of John here. He's having trouble reading it. We're going to stay on it. I'm thankful I grew up in the church. I'm thankful there's kids that are still here growing up in church. It's a good place to be. Psalm 122, verse 1 says, I was happy. I was glad. Come on. When you get up on Sunday morning, it's not, oh, I got to go to church. It's, I can't wait to get to church. I'm so thankful. I can't wait. Because God does great things in our midst through each and every one of us. I was glad when they said to me, hey, let's go to church today. Amen? Makes us happy. All right, third thing. The joy of being faithful. The joy of being faithful. Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. And the Lord said to this particular servant, well done, good and faithful servant, for you were faithful over a few things, and I will make you a ruler over many things. Enjoy, enter into the joy of the Lord. I thought, I like that. There's a joy in doing things right, isn't there? Isn't there a joy in a job well done? There is. God created us that way. You know, when Mark used to take a wreck and turned it into a nice-looking car, he looked at it and goes, good job, Mark. Right? That's what you do. Come on. I put people's faces back together. I love seeing the end result of that. Yeah. I had a college-age student that had a car accident. Beautiful young lady. I have to be careful here. Wiped her out. Over a period of time, we rebuilt that. And the first time I saw her downtown, I wept. I just cried right in front of her. Because God gave me the ability to give this young lady a smile. Come on. Well done, good and faithful servant. The things you've done in your life and you continue to do in your life. You know, I don't care how old you are or how young you are. You got people to help and help them out. People need help. And we're the ones that have the containers. We're full of Jesus. And Jesus is the help that they need. Amen? All right, so that's a joy of being faithful. I don't know if... Give me just a half a second here. I think that's the area in Matthew 25. If it's not, the point will still make the difference. Remember when the Lord called three servants, and he gave one servant five talents, and he gave another servant two talents, and he gave another servant one talent. And the one that had five talents did what? Came back with 10. Took the five talents and made five more. What did the one do that had two talents? Came back to Jesus with 4 talents. The one that had 2 talents made 4 talents. And the one that had 1 talent went and buried it. So what's a talent? Well, Google says a talent is worth a year of wages times 20. Whatever you make, multiply that times 20. And do the math for 2 of those. And then do the math for 5 of those. And then do the math to double those numbers. The average salary in the United States of America is like $46,000 right now, okay? So 20 times that is what? Come on, where's my mathematicians here today? $46,000 with 2 zeros is what? $460,000. And that's times 5. So that's $2 million. $2 million here, take that, whatever all those big numbers are, and he comes back with 2 more. There's people who do that all the time. Come on. But the point was not the dollars. The point was the faithfulness to do something with the gift that God had given them. That's the point. The numbers aren't important. Yes, in a way they are, but it's not as important as you have been faithful with the little things. Save your pennies? I do. I throw pennies in a jar every year, take them to the bank. I want to be faithful. Nickels, whatever it is. I know it's getting less and less of that, and it's harder to save pennies because they're not around as much as they used to. They're going to throw them away anyway, quit making them. But anyway, we want to be found faithful with God, what God has given to us. Amen? And then God will give us more with that faithfulness. And there's a joy in that, a real joy in that. All right, let's go on. The joy of faith. You know, I love preaching on faith. Somebody probably goes, amen, Michael. Yes. Look at Philippians chapter 1, verse 25. This is what it says. And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you and continue with y'all. Paul was a writer. James was a little southern there, y'all. For your progress and what? Joy of faith. There's a joy in faith. There's a joy in believing God. It makes you happy. Come on. I like that. I like that fresh anointing of joy there. All right? We know this one. Next one down is the joy of the Holy Ghost. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 says this. And you became followers of us, this is what James said, and the Lord, having received the word, even in much affliction. There's a lot of people that have received the word in affliction, and with the joy of the Holy Ghost. Come on. I remember some of those full gospel meetings we used to have, and what was the other one besides full gospel? All those group, man, they're just the joy of the Lord. And some of those leaders are still alive. They're still happy. I love it. Yeah. Hallelujah. We can have joy in the midst of our circumstances. Amen? Thank you, God. The next joy, the joy that gives us supernatural strength. I'm telling you, church, despondency and depression and all those things, all those D words, will steal your strength. Why? Look at what it says. Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions of those for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the exact opposite of joy, give me some words here. What would be the opposite of joy? Dismay, frustration, anger, all those things. They will rob you. They'll rob you of your strength. They'll rob you of your joy. They'll rob you. You know what? A happy person, how many people like to be around depressed people? Go be depressed on somebody else's time. Clock in on somebody else's clock. But we can help them. You know, we need to walk in this joy. We can have this joy. It can bubble out over us. He said, I'll put in you a spring of living water, and it's going to bubble out of you all over everybody around you. Amen? There you go. So do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. All right. Praise God. Happy joy. Everyone say happy joy. Good verbiage there. And then there's an anointing, okay? I even opened up the bottles to make sure we had anointing today. This is really interesting, the anointing of joy in Psalm 45, verse 8. It's interesting. I remember back in the time, some of you may have went down with this when we went down, but Pastor Mike Plain did a service on all the anointing oils down at Word of Life on a Sunday night, or Saturday night, whatever it was. I mean, it was amazing, and I should maybe have him touch base on that again, because it talked about the anointing oils here, and that's why we still have them in the house. Myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory places by which they have made you glad. There is an anointing oil from God that gives us joy. There's an anointing of joy. I don't know about you. I want it. I want that. I want that every day. I want that all day. All day, every day. Everybody say all day, every day. Okay, the anointing of joy. You know, good memory refresher here on the word anointing. Anointing of joy. He anoints us with joy. And then, of course, in Jude 24, it's not a little bit amount. It's a lot. Everyone say a lot. Jude chapter 24, chapter 1, verse 24. There's one verse of Jude. Here is, now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you faultless before the presence of the glory with what? With sadness. With sadness. With a little bit of joy. With a medium amount of joy. No, max. You know, when you get in your car and it's 100 degrees outside and all the windows are closed and it's like a sauna on the inside of your car, you don't turn on the air conditioner low, you turn it on max. Well, I think God wants to turn the joy up in the house today to max. Maximum joy, okay? So let's stand and let's just receive that, okay? Let's just take that maximum joy home. That's a great word picture. Hallelujah. Where the heat's on, got some heat going on in your life, then take some maximum joy. Amen? Father, I pray right now, we pray and agree together for a maximum amount of joy this day, this week, this month, this season of our life, and everything that's going on in our life. We thank you, God, that we receive that maximum joy, the joy of the Lord that's our strength, the joy of the Lord that sets our feet a-dancing, the joy of the Lord that helps us see other people in better places, the joy that helps us to believe you for the best, God. The joy that brings strength and health and healing and prosperity in our lives, Lord. And we're going to come back next week and dancing about. We're going to see some dancing about because of God. You've released a fresh anointing of Elo and Elos and Cassia and, Father, all the other anointing oils for the anointing of joy. And, Father, no matter what our circumstances are, no matter where we're at, God, we thank you for the anointing of fresh joy. Just fresh. Say, I receive fresh joy in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Go and have a blessed week. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.